Joan Oberdorf is the manager of the Andersonsville Farmers Market. Joan, what's in season right now? What will people see the vendors bringing to the city?
Well, you'll see some really amazing spring greens and fresh asparagus. We had our market yesterday, and we saw the first strawberries of the season, which is always really exciting. Lots of garlic. There's even some tomatoes. We have a vendor who has been bringing greenhouse-grown tomatoes. So, you know, lots of great produce and fresh, yummy stuff coming up.
That's right. Your Wednesdays from 3 to 7 in Andersonville. That's really nice for the locals because you don't have to get out there and make sure you make time on a Saturday morning when you have so many other things to do. You have Chinese Mom Kitchen there, right? Everybody is buzzing about that.
Yeah, she's amazing. We're so excited to have her be part of the market this season. And she had her first date at the market yesterday. And I think people were really excited to see her. They came out in the rain to buy some of her products. And I love her stuff. I'm so happy she's with us this season.
Me too, because normally I'm just looking at her stuff online. I didn't know I could come to Andersonville on Wednesdays and actually see her in person and make those purchases. What are some of your other big vendors that are big hits with the neighborhood?
Oh, gosh. You know, we have so many amazing vendors. It's hard to pick. But
I want to know, you've got a vendor that has sashimi-grade fish.
Yes, we're really fortunate to have them. They are a family fishery, and they have sashimi-grade salmon, and they've also expanded a bit this year, so you can also get cod and I think maybe some halibut. You know, they pop up on a regular basis. They're not strictly local because they are outside of our 200-mile border, but we do have vendors who pop up regularly, and so we just couldn't pass them up. Their fish is just amazing. It's so delicious. And you can eat it raw because it's sashimi grade.
Yeah. And I think why I'm intrigued with your farmers market in Andersonville, of course, you would be very diverse, you know, just because of your location. But the fact that you have Filipino food and Japanese vendors and Chinese vendors and vendors you don't normally see at other farmers markets, I find really fascinating, and it makes me want to come visit.
Oh, well, we would definitely love to have you come by. I appreciate you bringing that up because I do really think we work really hard when we're vetting vendors to have a really diverse mix and maybe have, as you said, some folks who aren't at very many other markets, which I think makes us really a great destination. You know, the other thing I want to mention, just to make sure everybody knows, is that we had a really exciting change of our site. This year, we are actually at Winona between Clark and Ashland, and then we're also lucky enough to be able to use the AT&T parking lot, which has meant that we could expand, have more vendors. People are really loving the new location. I've had a lot of shoppers and our vendors as well just are so happy to be there. So I want to make sure everyone knows where to find us. We are now on Winona between Clark and Ashland.
And I know that you've got vendors with teas and coffees and fresh pressed juices. And that, I would imagine, is something that people just stroll by and grab one just while they're shopping.
Absolutely. We have a lot of drinks, depending on the season. They are either hot or cold. And, you know, just the amount of prepared foods we have and the diversity and range of prepared foods items that we have, you really can come by, get a snack, have a cool drink, or for yesterday, a warm drink.
Yeah.
It was a little chilly out there yesterday. You can even pick up, you know, stuff for, you know, prepared food for a dinner. You mentioned one of our vendors, which is Pecking Order, and she does Filipino street food, and she does bowls, and she does Filipino empanadas. You can very easily just come by and grab some prepared food for dinner. You can also shop for delicious fresh products and go home and throw a dinner together. You know, really, I think that it can be your outdoor supermarket. You know, we've got so many different things, and you can really make it your one-stop shopping.
That's wonderful. So Wednesdays 3 to 7, and is the website AndersonvilleMarket.org?
It is. Yeah, thank you so much. And thanks so much for having us on. I really appreciate it.
Oh, we love that you came on, and we can't wait to visit your market.